thanks for coming.
God, I thought they would never leave. I love them, but I can only look at so many cat pictures. Hey, I mean, yeah, I guess I have occasionally ditched you when cleaning needed to be done, but that was back when we were growing up. Doing the dishes when you're a 15-year-old is something to fob off on your older brother. This is different. Well, for one thing, I'm older and far more mature. And another, that party was kind of my idea. You're welcome. I just thought it would be nice. You don't really get to see your friends that often anymore. Poor your sister. Nothing. I didn't say anything. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't. Maybe you need to get your ears checked or something. Or maybe this house is haunted. Ooh, by the spirit of a mumbling ghost. Was I trying to meet someone here? Like, someone specific? No? Why? Because I look really sexy in this dress. Is that really something a big brother's supposed to notice? I just wanted to look nice for the party. I wasn't thinking of anyone in particular. Oh my god. I can't believe it. I can't believe that she forgot her sweater here. Could she be any more transparent? She already texted you about it. What, did you really just say that you'll drop it off at her apartment on the way home from work on Monday? Oh my god. She's gonna jump you as soon as you get inside her apartment. You might as well take your pants off before you knock. You realize that if I hadn't still been here, she'd have just dropped by real quick and picked it up tonight. You really should thank me. Because otherwise she'd have had her way with you, that's why. I can see how you may think that might be a good thing, but she's not your type. At all. Really? You want me to leave then? So you can fuck her of all people? She's like the Uber of party girls. Everybody's been inside her and the backseat is probably gross. Okay, fine. Maybe that's a bit harsh, but really? You've never been that kind of guy. The kind of guy who has casual sex without catching feels. No, it's not bad. I mean, I guess I don't really care about how much sex she has. I just... Okay, role play with me here for a minute. No, I'm serious. I know it's late, and if I don't explain this properly, you're just gonna think that your little sister just cock-blocked you for no good reason and resent me, and I already don't see you enough. Please. Yay! Okay, so you be you and I'll be the queen of sluts. Stand right here. I'm just going to bend my way over and pick up this sweater. Oh no! I seem to have forgotten my panties! Hey, stop laughing! You said you'd take this seriously. Okay, fine. I know it's an awful impression, but I'm still right. You'd hook up with her, and yeah, she'd probably be amazing, but then you'd feel something for her, and by then she'll have moved on to her next target. And then you'll pine over her for months and sit in here and ignore your friends. And me. But I mean, it is your birthday. She'll still come back for you. I guarantee it. So I can leave if that's what you want. Do you really want me to leave? No? Oh, good. I mean, I was actually kind of looking forward to this. No, you idiot, not the cleaning. The chance to hang out and chat. This used to be our time, you know? So you do remember. I'd get hungry, and you wouldn't be able to sleep at night, and we'd end up talking for hours at 2 in the morning. And then Mom would get all mad at us for not getting enough sleep. Yeah. You know, you listened a lot to me when no one else would. When I complained about boys and girls and school and just everything. And you'd give me advice and great hugs and... And it was really, really nice. Do you remember a few years ago when you were home from college? You know what? Never mind. No, it's embarrassing, and I shouldn't have brought it up. Let's just go do the dishes or something. Fine. Well, you were home on vacation and you went out on a date, and I guess it didn't go well because you looked kind of depressed when you got home. And I just happened to be up, so we talked. You don't remember. Really? Yeah, I'm a little upset. It was pretty important. Well, you got home and you smelled a little like beer, but not too bad. You weren't drunk. And you saw me there at the table and you made us tea. 1 milk and 2 sugars every time. And sat down. And you said that I looked sad. And asked me why. Yeah, I said that I got stood up. And you felt really bad for me, so you sat up with me. And told me stupid jokes. Like, really, really dumb. Yeah, they were pretty stupid. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, mister.
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Frostbite!
God. Oh, they were so dumb. But, yeah. And you must have still been a little worked up from your date. I guess she didn't put out or something. Why do I say that? Cause I was, you know, wearing what I normally do. A t-shirt and some panties, and you couldn't make your eyes behave. It did happen. You couldn't stop looking at my breasts, and I even caught you checking out my legs. It was pretty, pretty odd. No, I wasn't mad. I thought maybe I should have been, but I was flattered. Because you're an older guy who knows what he likes. Even if you are my brother. And you're always so classy and smooth and sophisticated and you've always been there when I needed you. So when you noticed me, it was exciting. Yeah, I do mean that kind of exciting. I remember realizing that I was really wet. Not just a little either. Like, ridiculously, embarrassingly wet. I was worried that you could smell how turned on I was. And my nipples were really hard. I know you noticed that. Why are you denying remembering this? Was it really that forgettable? Well, okay. Maybe you'll remember the rest if I tell you. You told me that whoever stood me up was a fool, and I thought you were just being a good brother, but then you said I was smart. And hot. You didn't say beautiful or pretty. You said hot. And I asked you if you meant, like, cute hot. And you looked at me really intensely and said no. I mean, like, fuckable hot. I already was feeling kind of warm and tingly on the inside. And then you got up and went around the table, and I was worried you were going to bed, but you stopped by my chair and held out your hand. I thought you were just offering to help me out of my chair, which was weird, but sweet. You've always been a gentleman. So I took your hand, and you pulled me up. But you didn't just do that, did you? You pulled me up into your arms. And you pressed me to you. I just kind of melted in your arms. And you kissed me. Oh God, you kissed me so, so well. I felt the tip of your cock. You must have been uncomfortable because I felt it pressing against my belly. Yeah, you did kiss me, asshole. You slipped your fucking tongue into my mouth, and you kissed me in the most amazing way, and then you stopped. And I think you felt guilty because you practically ran away from me. You left me standing there in the kitchen. I was so turned on that my legs were shaking. I shoved my hand down my panties and fingered myself right there. I didn't care if Mom or Dad saw me. I wanted to get off while I could still taste you on my lips and remember the feel of your cock pushing into me. And I came. I fell fucking over in the kitchen coming to the thought of you, and you don't fucking remember. I knew it. I knew you remembered. Why didn't you ever talk to me about it? I worried for so long that I'd been bad. That I'd kissed you wrong, or let you on, or maybe... maybe that you just... you saw me as... just someone you could kiss, and work up, and forget about. You didn't. Because you felt like you took advantage of me? That you were hurting me? You didn't! I didn't even get set up. I was waiting for you to come home. I couldn't stand the idea of that girl doing things with you. I know it's wrong, I don't care anymore. No, I don't. And I don't think you do either. You haven't really dated anyone in the past year. And my relationships are just so bad. I can't ever go beyond mouth stuff. Because I felt guilty. Because I feel like I'm cheating on you. And I think you feel the same way. You don't. Really. So why did you compliment my tight little dress then? You just thought I looked nice. Yeah, bullshit. I caught you looking at my cleavage not 20 minutes ago. And earlier than that, I crossed my legs just right so you could look up my skirt. And I know for a fact that you know the color of your little sister's panties right now. You think you can just tease me and make me hot and toy with my emotions? Is that it? Really? Because I'm fucking horny, and you've just told me how hot I am, and you checked me out, and you've always been there for me, and I love you, goddammit. Why won't you love me back? I just keep thinking you might, then you don't ever do anything but look, and I'm going crazy. Please, just be clear for once. I promise I won't make any trouble for you if you don't feel anything like I do, but please, please, I just have to know if... Well, that was, clear. And your hand is right on my ass, and sliding off, fuck, so slowly up my back, under my dress. You're pulling me so close. I can feel your full cock. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so hard. And big. Fuck, way too big. Huh. Don't laugh. That thing is like a tree. There is no way that would ever fit in a person. Well, no, I haven't. No, I mean, I've done stuff, just never the big one. I guess I'm a virgin, sort of. Do I want to stay a virgin? What kind of a question is that? It's not like you can just choose to one day not be Will you be my first? Good. Well, okay. Will you unwrap your last gift? Yeah, I'm not wearing a bra. They're kind of small, but you obviously like them by the way you're... Oh, fuck. Fuck, your hands feel so good there. Harder. Yeah. Like that. And a pinch. Pinch the nipples. Just... Are you so good at touching me? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no, take my panties off. We can do slow and loving later. Now I just really, really need you inside me. Oh my god. God, I'm so wet that they're sticking to me a little. This is what you do to me all the time. Even when you hug me at family dinners. Yeah. Let me just lay back on the couch. You don't need a bed to fuck me, do you, big brother? I don't think I can wait long enough to go there. And I don't want you changing your mind. That's right. Just get on top of me. Fuck, you do smell so good. I can feel you. You're going in. Stretched me out so much. Okay. You can start moving if you want. You can start fucking your little sister if you want. Yeah, that's it. Start moving. No, it's okay. It doesn't hurt as much anymore. Oh, God, you fit me so perfectly. Fuck, why does this feel so right? I know it's wrong, so why doesn't it feel that way? Ugh. and just like, I wish we could stay like this forever. I don't want anyone but you. Oh, please, please say you'll be with me. Just me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's even better than I dreamed. Oh, I've been imagining this for so many years. Oh, come to the thought of this so many times. Oh, but it can't come close to the real thing. Oh, it'll never come close to the real thing. Oh, look, you're so good. Your dick feels so fucking good. No. You come when you're ready. Tonight isn't about me. I already feel amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're gonna make your little sister come on your cock. That's so fucking wrong. Do you like hearing me talk like that? You can teach me to be your good little sister slut if that's what you want. Only for you. Every part of me is only for you. I'm your gift forever. Come in me, please, please. Don't pull it out. Oh, fuck yeah. Come in me, please. Please give me your cum, please. Oh, you're gonna cream pie, little sister. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, give it to me, please, please. Oh, I want my big brother's cum filling me deep inside. Please, please, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck, 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 I'm close, I'm close, I'm fucking close. Yeah, yeah, you are too. Please, please come with me. Come with me. Oh, fucking come with me. Yeah. Like that. Fuck, 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 fuck. Holy shit. It was much better than when I'm by myself. Or when someone else is touching me. I think it's better because I love you. Does that freak you out? No? Good. Because I wasn't just saying those things because I got excited. That's how I really feel. So, now that your little sister has satisfied you with her magic pussy, I have some requests. Okay, calm down. Okay, calm down. I only have two. One, I want you to hold me like this for the rest of the night. So we're in agreement? Good. And the second, I'm returning the fucking sweater.